welcome to Aspire. This Aspire podcast is being recorded for November the 16th, 2025. I get a lot of email about the pretense of a person's beliefs. Now, let's understand what this word pretense means, because I get so much of it, it just seems like it's something that passes through people's minds and they don't really understand what's going on here. A pretense, according to the dictionary, let's just take it from there, an attempt to make something that is not the case appear true, okay? A false display of feelings and attitudes or intentions that bring question to what one is doing. Okay, so I get this email from Casey, my glasses. Casey, and he asks, what is prayer? God never seems to answer mine. Am I that bad? Casey, I don't think I would call it bad, and I think the idea of asking the Supreme Being for some stuff to happen in your life is a bit naive, and it does not bespeak of any kind of true understanding of the way of this life, the way of what Lao Tzu called the Tao. This is a teaching that Jesus and Buddha talked about the very same way. It just is for those who understand the nature of life. This is really what it's all about, is understanding how this lifetime works. So I want to answer your question with regard to your motive. Because, you see, if you are asking the Supreme Being, as you called it in your email, for favors and think that you're bowing down to a king or some unknown being that grants wishes at some point and not at others, and it's all a mystery as to why and how this all happens, then you're going to miss everything that is supremely important. So, prayer, what is it? You think it's the beseeching of God or some supernatural being to come down and give you whatever it is that you desire, that you think you deserve, and that you're pleading to the court of God that you need these things and that you're worthy of them, blah, blah, blah. This is all just pretense, conjecture on your part. You don't seem to understand. It is your Father's good pleasure, as Jesus said, to give you the kingdom, to give you everything that you want. What is prayer? Now, you're going to have to listen, Casey, and I know you're not going to believe me, but this is what I have found for my life. Prayer is every moment of your life. In everything you do, in every effort you make, and in everything you can understand within yourself that is beyond the concepts of your pretense and your conjectures, there is this thing called life. And if you learn how to live in the generosity of this life rather than the animosity of this world, you will find that every moment that you have been living has been a prayer, every single moment. Your attitude, the way you conduct yourself, your demeanor, how you maintain your demeanor, how you go through the livingness of your life, whether you do it in kindness or you do it in competition or you do it in some sort of assumption and presumption of a hierarchy in this world or a hierarchy in life, and there are those who are better and those who are lesser, and you may be in the middle or you may be at the end of it, the lesser part, or you may think you're what you deserve is far more than what you get. Well, I have found for myself that prayer is every moment of my life in every single thing I do. And it is this attitude, thy will be done. I let love live me. I let the higher sense of goodness, virtue, to be the motive of everything I do. I'm not looking at life from angles, the angle of what's right, what's wrong, what will I get out of it, what good will this do me, that kind of attitude, which is what I hear in the background of your email. This is all just conjecture on your part, and you're missing the point of it all. Prayer is not just sitting down and going, well, I screwed up, I need this, this, and this, and I deserve it because I did that, this, this, and this, and didn't do that, that, and over there. And this is just petty stuff. This is the small way in which people live, and you don't want to live small. You want to live in the congregant of love, of kindness. You want everything that you do to be a prayer, something you would want to have happen in your life. Maybe you're dealing with someone who's difficult, or maybe you're dealing with someone who is upset or misunderstanding the whole thing of life itself. Everybody has that to some degree. Everybody. So what to do? You treat people with love and respect. You treat them with kindness and compassion. You don't do the, you should know better than this, and you deserve that, and that wasn't fair, and this isn't right. You don't do that. Everybody has their fate, Casey, everybody. I have mine, you have yours. People live out their fate because they don't know how to live as prayer. Nothing is sacred to them from within themselves. They live for stuff, for other people. They don't live for kindness and mercy. These are the elements of true living and prayer. Kindness, mercy, compassion, forgiveness. If you think that you have forgiven, you might have something else going on inside you. I hear all these things from people about what they believe in, but when the rubber meets the road, they don't believe in much and nothing that is of any real substance. They only live according to what appeals to their sense of self-preservation. And because self-preservation is more important to us and becomes our righteousness, we find that the prayer of submission to love, to kindness, to mercy and forgiveness is for naught. Now, you're going to have to deal with this. Will you deal with it? Probably not. You're going to find that what motivates you is your impulse, your human impulses. For righteousness or justice or whatever you think is most important. And this thing that is most important is probably something you just have conjured up in the form of a pretense, and you think that you're living the right way and that God should give you what you desire. And it just doesn't work like that. There is an ebb and a flow to this lifetime. And a lot of us have gone through a lot of pain and sorrow to find that ebb and flow, and how we have negated it with the pretense of our philosophies and our beliefs, and how we have missed the whole kit and caboodle, because that's the way we are. We like missing the whole kit and caboodle. We just want what we want. And we think that the great wizard of God of Oz will give it to us if we say the right thing. And it just doesn't work like that. You're going to have to change your life, my dear one. The mighty way, as Lhotse said, is easy underfoot. But people, they prefer smaller paths. Make sure you don't live the smaller path, the path of right and wrong, duality, fear, and anger. Make sure you don't do that. Practice, practice, practice. Meditation is a great way to begin. And if you need help with that, go to the website at aspire.org. You'll see lots of meditation offerings there. And that might help you a great deal. I don't know. Anyway, thank you for your question. And thank you all for listening. Be back on the air next week. As always, please forgive me. Namaste.